ordered aid. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The UN's International Court of Justice telling Israel it must allow more aid into Gaza.
Basic food items must get to Gaza without delay. That legally binding order from judges at the International Court of Justice in the Netherlands. They say conditions for Palestinians are getting worse and starvation is spreading. Israel must now take effective action to improve things, including new land crossings for the delivery of food, water, medicine and fuel. These measures come after a request from South Africa, which has brought genocide proceedings against the Israeli government. Israel insists it's doing everything it can to allow aid into Gaza.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Top U.S. and Israeli officials are working to reschedule a meeting in Washington to discuss Israel's offensive in Gaza and Rafah.
We're working right now to kind of finalize a date, circling something on the calendar.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a meeting set for this week after the U.S. did not veto a ceasefire resolution at the U.N. Security Council. President Biden getting a hand from former Presidents Obama and Clinton at a New York City fundraiser. The campaign says it's already raised $25 million.
A sold-out event with 5,000 attendees, further bolstering Biden's more than 3-to-1 advantage over Trump's cash on hand.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Former President Trump also in New York in Massapequa Park on Long Island, where he attended the wake of New York City police officer Jonathan Diller, who was shot to death earlier this week during a traffic stop.
The only thing we can say is maybe something's going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
Suspect's been arrested more than 20 times. He faces murder and weapons charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Charges for four former Connecticut police officers accused of leaving a man paralyzed after he was arrested.
A judge rejecting four former New Haven police officers' applications for accelerated rehabilitation, a program that could erase their criminal charges and possibly let them avoid trial. The four charged with negligent cruelty and reckless endangerment, accused of mistreating Richard Randy Cox, who was left paralyzed after being cuffed in the back of a police van in 2022, but not belted in, hitting his head on a metal divider. The officer's attorneys argue his injuries happened before he got to the police station. A fifth officer charged was not at the hearing, the judge noting the serious nature of the victim's injuries for rejecting the officer's applications. Their cases continued until May 9th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Americans taking note of cognitive function are getting clues on how to keep it.
University of Oxford researchers looked at the brain scans of 40,000 adults and report three factors are the most harmful to vulnerable parts of the brain. Diabetes, the frequency of alcohol consumption, and air pollution, the amount of nitrogen dioxide in the air. But the next major risk factors are sleep, weight, smoking, and blood pressure. So what can you do to reduce your dementia risk? The study co-author tells the Washington Post, try to eat a healthy, varied diet to help lower your blood sugar, protect against traffic-related pollution, and drink alcohol in moderation. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Punxsutawney Phil, the spring predicting groundhog, and his wife Phyllis are parents. The Pennsylvania group that handles the groundhog says the couple became parents on Saturday. A member of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club was bringing fruit and vegetables to Phil and Phyllis on Saturday when the heads of two babies popped up as well. No word yet on their gender or names. Each February 2nd, Phil is trotted out of his hole to predict whether we'll have six more weeks of winter or an early spring. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.